Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Papa Hotel Lima Echo November radio check.
Papa Echo November, good afternoon, Ritu 5.
Good afternoon, Ritu 5 as well, Papa Echo November.
Broadcasting live across the Safe Haven states, the bastion of conservative traditional American ideals and the home for lovers of liberty and those who fear God more than man. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and you are listening to week 2 on Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, and the unofficial central hub for informing, connecting, strengthening, and encouraging those who have chosen the American Redoubt as their sanctuary in troubled times. By now, you should already know the American Redoubt consists of the states of the inland Pacific Northwest, including Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. This is only the second broadcast and only one contributing factor in what will hopefully become a raging brush fire across these western United States as we watch the American Redoubt movement emerge and continue to grow. You know, when you start a bonfire, you need a spark, which turns into a small flame, which you nurture until the fire takes on a life of its own. Well, James Wesley Rawls started that spark, and he fanned it into a flame. Now, we're joining him in a unified effort to help perpetuate his vision, and incidentally, the term unified effort is the main theme of the front end of today's show. I'd like to start a trend at the front end of future broadcasts of addressing some of the news and stories that are pertinent to us as Americans in general, as God-fearing patriots, and then relevant issues pertaining to the American Redoubt in particular. But first, I have to come clean with all of you. Today's broadcast will be a little shorter rather than the originally planned one-hour show, and there are a couple of reasons why. And Lord willing, this will be the rare exception rather than the rule. I don't want to make a habit of doing this. After producing last week's broadcast, I was going to postpone the second broadcast by a week and actually air it next Sunday. If I could actually explain everything I have going on right now, you'd all probably say, hey, don't worry about it. Sheesh, just take the time you need and then come back and knock them dead then. But two things happened this week that made it impossible for me not to go on the air, at least in my mind and in my heart. Firstly, I am so appreciative and so humbled by the responses and letters of support from all of you who wrote in last week after the broadcast. Thank you so much for all of you for listening. I want you to know I read all of your emails and was moved beyond words. I'm sorry I couldn't respond to each of you individually. I will try to do that in the future. I believe in the American Redoubt concept, and I had this great plan in my head after reading Mr. Rawls' writings, and I thought, hey, I'll get a radio station up and running to help spread the word. It'll be really cool. But after hearing from so many of you, the fullness of what I've done hit me. Your words were so encouraging. Like, thank you for all your hard work. Excellent start. Very well done. Thank you for everything you're doing. I will be a regular listener. We will be praying for you and for Radio Free Redoubt. Can't wait to hear you next week. Looking forward to listening to your show in the future or every Sunday. Finally, it's nice to listen to a show that I can relate to and share my values. This isn't a game. This isn't just a really cool idea. These are real people whose love for freedom and their concern for the fate of their country is as real as anything could ever be. All of you people out there feel the same stirring as I do. I'm not alone, and I'm not crazy. And that's when it hit me in the face like a brick wall, and I realized I can't back out. I can never be not committed to this from this point forward. That doesn't mean I won't have to take a week off occasionally and have someone fill in or rebroadcast material from previous shows. There will be times when I need to choose my wife and children over a radio show. This is a lot of work, and like I told Mr. Rawls, some days I feel like I really bit off more than I can chew. But we'll see. With the Lord's help, I'll find balance, and He'll help me accomplish what needs to be accomplished every day. I do need your prayers. Secondly, among all the support and words of encouragement, there was one letter that, as I read it, my heart just sank. A listener wrote in, complimenting the professionalism of the show, and stated that they were happy to see Mr. Rawls' concept of the American Readout used as the model for the broadcast format and Radio Free Readout's blog. Actually, he had some very encouraging words that came from this person, but then the listener wrote this. Actually, before I read this, I just want to say that any correspondence we receive may be read on the air. Of course, if you trust us, we'll always try to use discretion and good judgment, and will not reveal any personal information contained in that correspondence. Of course, we also want to remind you to use discretion when sending your personal information over the internet as well. Now, if you ask us not to read your correspondence on the air, we will be respectful and honor those requests. And one more thing, this was such a great letter, although it was a pretty good butt-chewing, but done out of love and respect for Mr. Rawls. And this person really helped me with a very valuable lesson right out the gate. And that is that I have to be so careful when choosing my words. One thing could be so easily misconstrued. Fortunately, we got everything cleared up and we're all on the same page and same team. Still, I wanted to get this cleared up for any of you who may have thought I was trying to take any credit from James Rawls for starting the American Readout. So the listener goes on to write, I must, however, take exception with one of your own personal statements about him not being credited the creator of this concept and calling. When you made that personal caveat on the air, I realize that you are a separate entity from his, but what this movement does not need in its infancy is a power play for who is to be credited for this calling to the American Readout. If you are seeking recognition and a name for yourself, then your heart and motive is not coming from God. If you want to vie for ego or stature, this site will fail. It will be difficult to remain pure in purpose just by dealing with numerous men, as it is the born nature of men to compete. Do not compete. Retract your personal statement made and rethink how you want this programming to benefit the cause. Pray about it. Pray to stay true to the mission at hand and also to yourself. I have to honestly say that I was stunned when I read this. I'm staring at the computer screen and asking myself, what in the world did I say that someone could possibly take to mean I was taking any credit for coming up with the American Readout concept? I thought, great, my very first broadcast and I blew it already. Criminy sakes. So I ran this by a couple of close friends and asked, did you take it this way? And they seemed just as puzzled. No, I didn't get that at all. In fact, I thought you went out of your way to give Rawls all the credit. Of course, I know these are friends of mine and probably biased, so I went back through the broadcast and listened, and I have to say that there are a couple of places where someone could have interpreted the message that way. So I'm going to clarify for the record right now, because if one person perceives something and is courageous enough to actually take the time to write a letter to say so, there are certainly more out there who thought the same thing but just didn't say anything to me. One statement I made was this. Radio Free Readout is not affiliated with J.W. Rawls or SurvivalBlog.com in any way. He simply coined the phrase American Readout, as you will learn, and started a spark. What you will quite possibly see in the coming months and years is the brush fire that ignited as a result of the spark that Mr. Rawls initiated. Now, I have the highest regard and the utmost amount of respect for Mr. Rawls. If you don't know me or know my heart, the statement, he simply coined the phrase American Readout, could be perceived as, oh, we're not affiliated with him. He just simply coined the phrase American Readout, as if it were some casual title he tossed out there, but I'm the one that actually turned it into a movement. That would be the furthest thing from the truth. Let there be no mistaking it. The concept of the American Readout is absolutely, positively that of James W. Rawls, and I believe that the Lord placed that calling on his heart, as does this listener. There is absolutely no power play between myself and Mr. Rawls. There is no division, and so long as I have any power over it, there never will be. I stand with him in this in unity. I'll say this. When I read his first article titled Move to the Mountain States, the American Readout, back on March 28th, I instantly caught his vision. I grasped it right off the bat. I knew what he meant. I knew where he was going with it. And I saw and still see the potential of this movement and the way it could play out to the end. I'm proud to be a part of this movement and will do what I can to contribute to its cause and the momentum that is building behind it. But it is not for ego or stature, I assure you. It is because I believe so strongly in preserving the spirit of America for me, for my children, and their children, even if it is only preserved in a bottle called the American Readout. Liberty, freedom, and the American ideals envisioned by our founding fathers are being murdered. And I mean murdered. That means assaulted with intent to kill, with malice aforethought. The listener went on to say, it will take thousands of men like you to formalize this movement in a successful outcome. Let's correct the errors along the way and not compact them or confuse the matter as to whom is the mission founder. You are so right. And I want to add that James Rawls does not have a stronger ally in spirit than John Jacob Schmitt. And that is because John Jacob Schmitt is not just one man. He is many men, thousands of men, as you mentioned. In Eastern Oregon, it is you. In Pendleton, Burns, and Baker City. In Idaho, it's you in Orfino, Coeur d'Alene, Bonner's Ferry, Challis. In Washington, it's you in Colville. It's you in Colfax, in Spokane, in Montana. It's you in Kalispell, Deer Lodge, Bozeman, and from Knoxon to Billings. In Wyoming, you in Cheyenne. It's you in Sheridan and Rock Springs, and you in Gillette. I'm John Jacob Schmitt. My name is your name, too, and I'll be right back with a lot more.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Readout might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate. We're adding more resources all the time. And by the way, if you are a real estate relocation specialist and would like to be added as a resource at Radio Free Redoubt, then contact us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com and type relocation specialist in the subject line. We'd especially like to hear from you if you specialize in relocating businesses into your community.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins." Those words are so full of wisdom. Unfortunately, to today's anti-American left, black is white and white is black. Up is down and down is up. I am informed and I know and prize my rights. Sadly, to today's socialist elite, quote, well-informed, means that you see things their way. I find it interesting that the globalist elitists of today attempt to coerce the masses, and especially the dissenters, by using control buzzwords like ignorance. If you oppose them, you are ignorant. And no one wants to be called ignorant. The implication is that they are enlightened and you are not, which makes you want to fall in line and be like them. If Mr. Franklin were alive today, he would be considered ignorant by the so-called elite. Of course, he would rebut that they are tyrants, and I would stand with Mr. Franklin. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy.
All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American redoubt.
Welcome back from the break. You are tuned in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show at Radio Free Redoubt. You're listening to week two. That's the very second ever broadcast of the show, which is actually a continuation of last week's show in a sense. We should actually call it week 1.2 because we're still laying the groundwork for the role and philosophy of Radio Free Redoubt in the American Redoubt movement. Before moving on to the mission, we need to make sure everyone is on the same page. Just before the break, we were addressing a letter from a very strong supporter of the American Redoubt and of James Rawls. Of course, Mr. Rawls is the author, survivalblog.com editor, and former Army intelligence officer who's responsible for naming and conceptualizing the American Redoubt. As I said, a couple of things last week that could have been taken one of a couple ways. And I just wanted to add clarification because there cannot even be the appearance of disunity, especially between myself and Mr. Rawls. And sometimes when we say things, they sound great when we say them. And hey, I knew what I meant when I said that. But if not chosen very carefully and with clarity, words or intentions can become misconstrued. Mr. Rawls is about 500,000 steps ahead of me, and I know I have a lot of catching up to do to be able to effectively contribute to this cause. But we're in it together. In fact, during the break, I missed a call from him. Here, let me check the voicemail he left. One second. Okay, let's listen.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
See? Darn it. No, I just had to throw some humor in there to lighten things up. But seriously, he can't do this on his own, and he's the one that should be doing this radio show, not me. But he has a calling, and he's up to his neck involved in it. But this still needs to get done, and that's why I chose to come alongside of him in this effort, as many of you are doing in various capacities. As the great and legendary football coach Vince Lombardi once said, build for your team a feeling of oneness, of dependence on one another, and of strength to be derived by unity. We've definitely got to be of one accord in this effort, and there's no doubt we need each other, all of us. In the latter half of last week's show, I think it was in the third segment, I made a statement saying that we're officially removing the Rawls from the American Redoubt and that it has now become our American Redoubt. Hopefully everyone got the intended meaning of that. Of course, that doesn't mean Rawls is removed from the movement. He's the one clearly spearheading the cause. The tiny little insignificant group of naysayers and critics of the American Redoubt kept attacking the concept, emphasizing that this is just one guy's pie-in-the-sky fantasy, that one guy being James Rawls. Let me clarify for the record once again, we're unified on this goal, the goal of perpetuating the momentum of this emerging and growing safe haven. We've all come to agreement in calling it the American Redoubt. Mr. Rawls is unmistakably the front and center figure who named and conceptualized the movement. I just wanted it to be understood that although it started with one man, his vision has multiplied and has become the vision and passion of many. A lot of men and women will rise to this occasion and respond to the calling as the Lord places it on our hearts. But to the concerned listener who wanted clarification on my motives, thank you for keeping me accountable and for correcting me with a sincere heart out of love for the American principles we cherish and for the cause that the American Redoubt is becoming. Now, hopefully, we're very clear on all that. Please know, though, that I welcome your letters raising concerns. When it comes from the right heart and when it's clear you're trying to help me grow and to help keep making Radio Free Redoubt more effective in its mission, to connect, inform, and encourage those in the American Redoubt and those who are planning their move here with truth and clarity. I've gotten letters from people who are in the process of making their move to the Redoubt, and from the responses we've received already, it's evident that the movement is already gaining traction, and that's just within the last 90 days. Since the concept was revealed on survivalblog.com by Mr. Rawls, that evidence is based on the hundreds of listeners we've had to the first broadcast last week and the thousands of visitors we've had to the blog. And all the feedback has been very positive. So we have an important mission ahead of us, and it's going to require the tireless efforts of many, many people who share the same vision. Speaking of that, welcome back all of you survival bloggers, and including all of you in the international community. There seems to be an international interest in the redoubt concept as well, and it shouldn't come as a surprise. Among some of the top countries visiting Radio Free Redoubt's blog is Israel, the original redoubt, in my opinion, Switzerland, Austria, Australia, and then about at least 25 other countries as well. We're excited about that, about the growth and the attention of the American redoubt that the concept is getting, but with that growth also comes growing pains, and I need to remind you to be patient with us on that. Within 24 hours of last week's broadcast, we exceeded our bandwidth due to the high volume of listeners to the Podbean podcast and had to upgrade it. Now, in just about 5 days, we're already over 50% of our bandwidth limit, and we'll have to upgrade again very soon. That's good news, because that means the message is getting out there, and that's the goal. We want you to continue to tell your friends and family members about the American Redoubt movement and survivalblog.com, as well as Radio Free Redoubt's weekly broadcasts and the blog site, and continue to invite them to join you in being a part of this demographic shift that's taking place in America. And sooner rather than later, because our country is changing rapidly. I personally believe that soon you will not even recognize the United States as you know it now. We don't have a crystal ball and can't foresee precisely how it will all play out. But if there's one thing we're all certain of, it's that fundamental change absolutely is coming. And not just to the U.S., but the entire world. One of the most commonly asked questions this week is, how do I download the podcast? I'm unable to listen during the live broadcast. Well, that's real easy, actually. You can go to our Podbean site at www.radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, and next to the broadcast you're interested in, off to the right is a series of options. If you look, you'll see a button that says download, and that's what you need to click on. If you get that, you can simply go to the posting made to the site this evening titled Week 2, in the highlights and resources posting that we're going to make, and that website address will be listed there. We're on a massive learning curve and have a lot of projects on the radar that will be updated and added as we move forward. We don't want to bore you too much with some of the segment break commercials we've put together, but we're going to probably recycle those over the next few weeks while we work on some of the other material that we're working on. We're always open to suggestions for improving, and we're not going to let our egos get in the way here. I know that many of you are a lot smarter than me, so your input is greatly valued. We love hearing from you. As we mentioned before, everything you see on this blog is just the tip of the iceberg, and this project will evolve and shift and change as we go. Although our main goal is to stay focused on the cause, and that is to continue pushing the momentum of the American Redoubt movement. You want to know how all this actually started, Radio Free Redoubt? It was inspired actually from Mr. Rawls' book, Patriots, A Novel of the Coming Collapse. Remember in the story when all the people in the region decided to start having a market in their nearby town, like a farmer's market or a swap meet? It was the beginning of the new economy when commerce started up again. Well, to notify all the residents in the area, a guy went around on horseback nailing handmade posters to fence posts, announcing the event, with all the information about times, dates, and so on. Well, I have a group of friends and family members who have decided that if a major collapse happens, we would congregate at one person's property, and it would be our retreat, if you will. Much like the group of people did in the novel. I don't really want to go into much more detail than that for security reasons, but I've read a lot of books about the people that lived through World War II, as well as other historical events and wars and times of distress throughout the world. And one thing that always fascinated me and drew my interest was the pirate radio stations, or the underground radio, Radio Free Europe, the French underground resistance, and so on. And one of the things that I wanted to incorporate into our preparedness planning was broadcasting equipment and a plan to broadcast across the local area where I live to keep people connected and informed and to help in the rebuilding process. Something that could sort of do the job that the guy in the book was doing with hanging posters throughout the area to announce events on horseback. And then the community information board where people could communicate with others by leaving messages there. Also, if you remember the TV series Jericho, where a similar marketplace was established, there was a central message board where people could do the same thing. They could leave messages for loved ones they've lost contact with and so on. How much more efficient would it be if someone had a radio station set up that could put out news, intelligence, and pass messages and announcements throughout the area? Well, when I read Mr. Rawls's first article calling for a move to the mountain states and introduced the concept of the American Redoubt, I thought, hey, what if this was bigger than just part of the county that I live in? I believe in this American Redoubt idea. So how could I broadcast across the American Redoubt? Of course, that would require expensive equipment, infrastructure, licensing, etc., which made it non-feasible, at least for right now. Well, since time is of the essence and the movement is afoot already, I broadened the format and went the internet option. This way, we can reach thousands of people simultaneously and instantly, because that's what's needed right now. Now, the UHF and VHF broadcasting plan didn't go away. It's still there, but just on the back burner for right now. The priority shifted to reach as many people as possible in the most efficient and cost-effective means available. And that brought us to where we are. We'll talk about other types of radio-free readout broadcasting at a later time, but I just wanted to let you know what brought us to this point that we're at now. A lot of future broadcasts will include brainstorming sessions where I'll just facilitate. I'm counting on a lot of feedback and input from you, the listening audience, as well. We're in this together, and there has to be unity of effort. One or two or three guys aren't going to be able to make this happen. I can see there are a lot of you already, a lot of you that are ready to step up, and that's what it will take, and I commend you for doing it. Before we take a quick break, speaking of strengthening the American Redoubt, don't forget that next weekend on Saturday, June 18th, there's a special event called the Flathead Preparedness Expo, sponsored largely, if not entirely, by Dr. Chuck Baldwin. And it will be held in Kalispell, Montana. By the way, I got corrected last week by a listener that said, Kalispell's not the heartland of the American Redoubt. Where I live is the heart of the American Redoubt. Everyone wants to be in the heart of the American Redoubt. So we have an announcement. Wherever you live, that's the heart of the American Redoubt. I mean, it makes sense. After all, the American Redoubt is in your heart, right? So the Flathead Preparedness Expo will provide workshops and resources for preparedness and self-sufficiency and will host some very special speakers. It's only $5 and it's free for those 12 and under. And you can get more specific information by going to chuckbaldwinlive.com. It should be a good time that will prove to be valuable for any freedom-loving patriot interested in becoming more self-sufficient and prepared for the difficult times ahead. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you are listening to Radio Free Redoubt. Don't forget to check out the videos page found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage as well as the issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the videos so they can continue keeping us informed.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
Welcome back from the break. As I mentioned earlier, due to circumstances beyond our control, today's broadcast will be running short of an hour. But nevertheless, we hope you found today's broadcast to be useful and inspiring. In the next couple of days, we'll be adding the news and commentary segment to the blog at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com, probably the same site that you are listening live right now, as a companion broadcast to today's live show. That should be posted and available for listening by this coming Wednesday evening, We plan to upload that as a standalone segment, and we'll also be adding it to the back end of the Podbean podcast show that you're listening to this evening. That will be posted for you to listen to on Wednesday. In future broadcasts, we'll be addressing news and issues in the first segment, and that should include news that is likely to affect you as a patriot and as an American citizen living inside the American Redoubt. I'd like to take the opportunity to congratulate Enola Gay, the author of Paratus Familia blog, for her recently published book titled The Prepared Family Guide to Uncommon Diseases. You can purchase your copy by going to her blog at www.paratusfamilia.blogspot.com. Of course, that link will be added to our highlights and resources page by the end of the broadcast. And that will be in the form of a hyperlink, so you can just click on it and go straight there. Now, if you have any ideas, resources, or news that are applicable to the American Redoubt, we'd love to hear from you. Just email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com. Finally, as a reminder, Radio Free Redoubt is not affiliated with James Rawls or survivalblog.com, and the views of us here do not necessarily reflect his or anyone else's. But once again, thank you, Mr. Rawls, for helping get Radio Free Redoubt exposed to the listeners out there throughout the Redoubt and beyond. And thank all of you for listening. We look forward to going on this journey with all of you. We ask for your continued prayers, and we will be keeping all of you in our prayers as well. Right after the broadcast, we invite you to join us for an old-time radio broadcast of Lux Radio Theater's classic, The Maltese Falcon, featuring Humphrey Bogart. And then right after that, we'll be re-airing the recorded version of the broadcast you just heard this evening, in case you missed any of it. We look forward to spending time with you again next week when we'll be broadcasting live from the American Redoubt on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. Mountain. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, your family, and all that you set your hand to. Good night.